I'll invite you to die more of our boisai. This shir should be a special schus for every morning Marasi Shayichu and for Moshe ben Peshadina for our Rabbi Yitzchak ben Esther. Shalom bracha batzlach v'chol maaseh yideihem. And we're going to be continuing our series of shiurim in the Torah HaRogat Shavar based on the Pirkei Mavo of Rav Kasher to the Tzafnas Penech ala Torah. And Baruch Hashem, we've already had numerous shiurim. We've seen Niflos Mamish Mitaras Hashem, and now we will continue. The Torah is interconnected. Whenever you have one sugya, you can compare and contrast what it says in that sugya to other sugyas, even though these sugyas seem to have nothing to do with each other. And yet, Chazal were able to connect them, and the light of the later generations, one of the great lights, obviously there were many great lights, one of them was the Rugged Shaver, and he was unique in his ability to connect various ideas, even though on the surface they don't seem connected. Let's give an example from the Gemara. The Gemara says that if the Edim were Marchik, this is a Gemara in Bava Basra, on Kuf Samach Beis Amit Beis, if the Edim were Marchik their signatures, distance their signatures, two lines from what was written, from the rest of the Shtar, it's Pasul. But if in the blank space there they filled it with names of relatives who are unkosher witnesses, then the Shtar becomes kosher. So how does that work? That if it's empty, then it's no good. But if it's filled with pasul names, then it is good. So Moshe Zal Tatme, Shrei Avir Sukkah Pasul B'Shlosha. Schach Pasul, Pasul Barba. We have a precedent for this. Everyone says we are living now in unprecedented times. But for this we have a precedent. And the precedent is a sukkah. If you have air of a sukkah, so how much air passes the sukkah? Three tefachim. A smaller amount. If you have schach pasul, then the shear is four tefachim is going to pasul. A larger amount. You need more schach pasul. So you see that something pasul can fill in, can better fill in than a blank space. So here also by the shtar, better names of pasul people, krovim, than no names at all. That will fill in there. The krovim will fill in the space between the ksav and the signatures of the kosher eden. But if you have blank space there, then it's going to be a pasul. And this is learned from the sukkah, from the avir is pasul b'shlosha, and schach pasul only barba. You need more schach pasul to pasul. It takes up space better. So what's the connection? A sukkah and a shtar. So if you go deep into an idea, you see that there are really thematic parallels between the two. The Rugged Shaver has numerous examples of this. In the Sefer Mefanech Tzfunos, Amar Chavav, you can find a list. So that's really what the Rugged Shaver did. He took ideas and he showed the clawiness of the idea. In other words, not just an idea, a local idea like Schach Pasul and Avir Asuka, which seems like a local idea. No, it's universal. It can apply to Shtaris also. Or like if the Shtar applies to Sukkah, either way, look at it. In other words, you have to look deep into the idea, to the specific detail, and then from there extract a principle that could be applied elsewhere. That's what the Rugged Shaver did. For hundreds of years, they learned in the Beis Medrash the union of Ein Bagor Bekever, and Miso Sebagoris, the famous Sugya and Ksubis, and Daf Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes, as Kebaya Dinit HaKshura L'Halacha Mesuyemet. This is a mere legal issue. It's talking about a Naira who is raped. The rapist owes the father money, and then she dies. Does he still have to pay? Did he say Ein Bagor Bekever? No, she doesn't become a Bogeres there, and therefore she still has the status of a Naira, and the father is still going to get the knas, the penalty. Or no, Miso Sebagros, maybe once she dies, that's it. She loses her status as a Naira, she becomes a Bogeres immediately. So everybody learns halachos knasas for Nairas. Comes the Ragachavar, and he says, no, it's not just a specific din. This has a lot to do with a lot of things. For example, the philosophers talk a lot about the nature of time. This can teach us about the nature of time. Ein bagar bakever perusho, ein azman mamshich bepulato al adam lachar moto. Ein bagar bakever means time doesn't continue with a person after he dies. He always remains in that spot. Ein bagar bakever, no. She died when she was 12 years and 3 months. She remains that age forever. Kevan shedin ze hafach l'musag klali she'ein tosefet zman b'yachas l'adam l'achar ha'mavet, shimesh lo musag ze gam al netzchiyut ha'torah. So since now this is a general idea about time, time is an added after a person dies, so now we can learn this in relationship to the nitzchis of the Torah. How? Chaye Adam nikbu l'me'vesrim shana. Man's life was established at 120 years. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Ikar HaBriah, lived 120 years alone. That's the Chaye Adam. 120. We always give a person a bracha. It should be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Ikar HaBriah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the paradigm. 120 years. And it doesn't add. He always, Moshe, eternally remains 120. Ein bagor bakever. It remains nitzchi. The Torah is nitzchi. The Torah says Moshe Rabbeinu lived till 120. Moshe Rabbeinu remains forever 120. Or no? Do we say Misa osa bagrus? It's the other opinion. Misa makes a bogeris. The death stops the nairus, which prevents the coming of the bagrus. The nairus is this chasima, this barrier to Bagrus, and comes death, and it removes the barrier. Because after she becomes a Naira, she can become a Bogeres, but these 6 months in the Matzav of Nairus prevents the Chalois Shem Bogeres. But once she's no longer a Naira, once she dies, she finishes her Nairus. That's her time. Zeu Zman Shelah, writes the Ragachar. The Zman and Nairus passed, and she can't be considered a Naira anymore. Only a living 12 to 12 and a half year old girl is a Naira. But the second her Naira, she dies, her Naira ends, she becomes a Bogeres. That's if you say Miso Sabagrus, but if you say Ein Bagar Bakever, so she's never going to be a Bogeres until 6 living months pass. The Ragachava writes, Safanas Penech Makas Zayinam Ad Aleph, Tzarech harega shel bagrus v'zelo shaykh bekever klal. You need that moment of bagrus, and that's not shaykh in the grave. Because a bagrus is a new appearance. And after death, there are no new appearances. So she needs that rega of bagrus. She never got there. So she remains eternally under 12 and a half, eternally an ira. Now the tzad that holds yesh bagor bakever, she does become a bogeris in the grave, and therefore the father doesn't get the knas anymore because she's now a bogeris. It doesn't mean that there are new phenomenon after death. No. Rather, that opinion holds that bagrus is a certain amount of time past. And for this girl, the time is past. She served her Naira's time. When she dies, that's it. No longer a Naira, she turns into a Bogaris. So her time for Nairus is already passed. It's just she had a shorter Nairus period. And the moment she dies, now she loses that status of a Naira, she becomes a Bogaris. So she did her Nairus time. According to the other opinion, no. The Nairus time is 6 months, and if she didn't complete the period, so then she always remains a Naira in Bagar Bakever, and the father would get the Kenas. כללו של דבר, אם הבגרות אינה אלא עניין של העברת זמן מסוים, אף לאחר המוות יש בגרות, שכן הזמן עובר על הכל. אולם אם הבגרות היא תופעה אישית הנוצרת בזמן מסוים, צריך שפרט הנושא את הזמן הזה, והרי לאחרי המוות שוב אין כאן נושא בשביל יצירת דבר. וזו משמעות של רגע של בגרות, יצירת הרגע הזה, והרי לאחר המוות, שום דבר אינו יכול להיווצר בה, והיא יכולה להיות רק פסיבית, היינו הזמן עובר עליה, אין היא יכולה להיות נושא לאקטיביות. So the principle is explained in the מפנח צפונוס, הדף קופבוב, that, עין שם, that if the bagrus is just an union of passing time, so even after death, there is bagrus, because the time has passed, and now that she reached death, so time continues to go. Not that time stopped for her. Time continues to go. So we see it as a general phenomenon. We see time as a general phenomenon. And since time continues to go, even though she's not here to experience it anymore, that's enough for us. And she has been transformed into a Bogaris. But if the Bagaris is a personal phenomenon that's created at a certain time, there has to be a person, an individual, who carries this phenomenon. And since she is no longer here, she's completely passive, she's not around anymore to do anything, so you can't say that anything really happened to her. So she remains forever a Naira. But if you look at time as something clearly, not relating specifically to her, so time continues to pass, and she relates to that. And Nekever, Shitaka becomes Bogaris. After she dies, she served her Naira's time. It was shorter. And now her death can transform her into a Bogaris because Lamaisa, time continues. But if you see time as something personal and specific to her, so once she's dead, you can't time stop for her, Zeo. So she remains forever a Naira. And the Ragachava talks about time a lot. This is also a Midan. Hamidas Lachekar Halacha. We've been going through at Sefer, B'siyata Dishmaya. Great Siyata Dishmaya. A lot of very interesting sugyas. So he has a mida. There is many, many midas of Talmudic constructs, logic, where he shows how it applies to various sugyas, and he has a whole mida on Zman, a very long chapter on Zman. So the Ragachava and Ravami, also the geniuses, the philosophical Talmudists, enjoy this sugya of Zman. דברים שאחרים לא חשו בהם הכניס בהם חיוניות כללית. Things that other people didn't feel, the Ragachava put in them general vitality. Like ביחס לנזירוס. When a nazir says, when someone says, הרני נזיר כשער ראשי, that I am a nazir like the hairs on my head. So this person, the person has a lot of hairs on his head, he becomes a nazir olam. And what does a nazir olam do? He shaves once every 30 days. But if he says, הרני נזיר, even 1,000 years, he's not a Nazir Olam. What's the difference? Why Kisa'ar Roshi? Can we split it up? And every 30 days he shaves. But Nazir, Harani Nazir Filu Elf Shanim, we don't split it up. It's he's not considered a Nazir Olam. That's Megalech every 30 days. So the Gemara says, a Nazir, Rabbo Amar, Shiny Cyrus, Olam Uvdala Zumizu. So Cyrus are separate one from the other. So there's a difference between Cyrus and Yamim. Cyrus HaMuvdal HaZubizu. And therefore, this person says, Kisar Roshi, what he means is a lot of different Nizirios. Every time 30 days. But if he says 1,000 years, he's not a Nazir Olam, he's a Nazir Le Olam. And he's never allowed to touch his hair. So the difference is, says Rabba, that a Nazir who says that I'm a Nazir like the hairs of my head, the hairs are Muvdal HaZumizu. The hairs are separate, so therefore it also means 30 separate days. Frekta Gemara Gaba Yomi Nami, but by time also, Aksi Vayer Vayboker. So it's mashma that it's one unit. Why don't we say Vayer Vayboker, a day is one unit, and therefore when if he says I'm going to be a Nazir for 1,000 years according to one parish in the Gemara, so let's split it up 30 days 30 days 30 days. And the Gemara answers no, Hasam Lav Demifski Ma Dadiyu Hasam. By time, the pasuk is not coming to be mafsik between the days. My ka'amar, what does the pasuk mean? Yamama v'leya chad yomahu, lo musigad mi'adadi. Day and night are considered one day. They're separate days of the week, but days are considered a hamshech ratzuf. They're considered one continuum. And since they're one continuum, we don't distinguish between one and the other. But hairs are distinguished one from the other. So by hairs, he's a Nazir Olam, 30 days, 30 days, 30 days. And when he says for 1,000 years, so that's just one block of time. And it's not distinguished from each other, because time is one continuum. Ein kan diyun al mivne hazman kshelatzmo. This is not a discussion on the structure of time itself. We're not interested here in the essence of time, rather in the revelation of time. Because a person accepts time as it appears to him, and Torah was given to man. So how are we supposed to view time? Rabbah holds that the Torah sees time as it appears to us. How does time appear to us? As one continuum. Just keeps going and going. When is time separated? When does time ever stop? Never. Right here, we have Mifski Adadi. There's a separation between your hairs. But by time, there's no Mifski Adadi. Time just keeps going. That's the Hofa'ah for us. And therefore, this person, when he took upon himself to be a Nazir for 1,000 years, he meant straight. The Davar Shalem, it's not the Nifsuk. Also above Mitzian and Chesem Aleph, a person hires a worker to guard his cow. You don't give him Schar Shabbos. See, now that because then it's considered that he's working Shabbos independently. But if he's a Schir Chodesh or a Schir Shana, he's working for a month, he's working for a year, then you give him Schar Shabbos. Why? Because you're viewing time as one continuum, as one block of time. And therefore there aren't distinct days. And therefore there's no Schar Shabbos. You're not paying him for Shabbos, you're paying him for this block of time, for this 30 days, these 30 days. That's one block. When it comes to God, as Rabbanu Shalom view time, Kviyachol, Tasefta Edios Perik Beis, Hayamim Vashaot, Kuchuta Seara Lefnei Amakom. It's all like one hair's breadth. When you take a Chuta Seara, you take it with one taking. So to Hashem. For Hashem, there's no Avra, there's no Hova, there's no Asit. It's all in front of Him right now. It's really an amazing thing when you think about it. Od yesh bezman, amat hamidah lekim kol davar tenutav v'tenudotav hi be'etzem acher. אין שום דבר או תופעה שאינה משתקפת בדבר אחר. בשום פנים לא נוכל לצייר לנו תופעה שאינה מתגלה בהופעה אחרת. ואין לנו יכולים לדון על תופעה כזאת כל עיקר. All the phenomena we have in the world are reflected in something else. We can't imagine a phenomenon that has no reflection anywhere else in the world. So time also, the Knei Amidah, the measurement of time, is man. Man receives time. Time is passing and man is changing. Avar Hove Ve'asit. Hazman Uver Derech Ha'adam Ubo Notzar. That's what time passes through man, and it's in time that man was created. Ukshein Makom Ma'avar Lezman Hainu Ukshein Davar Mekablo Eino Kayam. When nothing is there to receive time, when there's no place beyond time, when there's no one receiving time, then it doesn't exist. So here you have a musik of lamala min azman. The zman doesn't have a makabel. It's not passing through somebody. And therefore, for this person, he's lamala min azman. Zman means nothing to him. Because the meaning of Zman is the revealing of the essence of Zman, which is the separation of Avar, past, Hove, present, and Asid, future, that is created in the Makabel and the Adam. L'malam in Azman, kol etzem matsui b'netzach. If you're above time, then you're in eternity. And then there's no meaning to time, and there's no makabel for time, and memela, time doesn't exist vis-a-vis him. But again, mefaneach tzvunos on page kuf aleph, Gabei Hashem writes the Ragachover, leka zman velo chiluk vetzlo kol nekuda achas velo shum chiluk. Time has no impact on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No meaning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Time is just a creation. Bereishis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz. In the beginning, God created the beginning. Bereishis bara Elokim, God created the beginning. As the Mefarshim explained, that time is also a bria, but God isn't bound at all by time. Another musig that the Ragachever made into a musig klali. Nechasa ilecha v'acharecha leploni. Imei arishon roi liyar sho'ein l'sheni b'makom rishon klum. She'ein ze lashon matana lashon yerusha v'yerusha ein lahefsik. It's Gemara Bava Basra and Kuf Lamed Gimel. But if someone says, Nechasai lecha, that my nechasim are going to you, ve'acharecha leploni, and then afterwards they're going to pass from you to ploni. If the first person was royally Arsha, was fitting to inherit, then the second gets nothing. Because this is an Lashon of Matana that he's giving to A then to B. So Lashon of Yerusha, and Yerusha has no Hefsek. So So the first one stays with it. Frek the Gemara, Rav Nachman, for Afsika. But he wanted to be Mafsikit. He was Morish to the first guy, but Tanai that the second guy gets it next. And it says Rav Nachman, Hu Savar Yesh La Hefsik. This guy thinks that a Yerusha has a Hefsik. Rachman Amar, Yerusha Ein La Hefsik. But God holds differently. This person's Shita is that Yerusha has a Hefsik. And the Shita of the Rabbonu Shlom is that Yerusha doesn't have a Hefsik. So that's it. He gave it to the first guy, and the second guy doesn't get it at all. Because Yerusha doesn't have a Hefsik. He thinks Yerusha, he wanted to be Mavsik the Yerusha. And we say to him, sorry Charlie, good try. But for you, there's no Yerusha. Because Yerusha ain't la Hefsik. That's the Gemara. Once the first guy gets it, he remains with it. So Din Yerusha has two reasons. One is Mishum Korva, because they're related, like it says in Bava Basra Kuf Yud. Rabbanim Esav Menala Malay Rav Papa LaRabai Ema Yika Ben Liras Ben Yika Bas Tiras Bas Yika Ben Ubas Lohai Leros for Lohai Leros Laman Leros Barkasha Demasa Leros. So Rav Papa said to Abaye that if there's a son, let the son inherit. This is a Gemara in Bava Basra and Av Kuf Yud Amar Aleph. So if there's a son, let the son inherit. Because the pasuk says, Ish ki yamus, when a person dies and he doesn't have a son, give it to his daughter. The reason is because he doesn't have a son. But if he has a son, the son gets it. So if Papa says, Tabai, why don't we say, if there's a son, let the son inherit. If there's a daughter, let the daughter inherit. If there's a son and a daughter, let neither of them inherit. Why do you hold it as a son and a daughter, the son gets it? I say neither of them get it. Well, a man leros, who is going to inherit? Atu bar kasha demasa leros. Is the mayor going to get it? You're going to give it. Mendel Yankubovich from Borough Park dies, you're going to give it to de Blasio? No. Why? Because he's an Indian of Korva. And you have a relative, the relative Yarshins. If he's not a Karov, Yerusha is not Shaykh. It's one Inyan of Yerusha. Another Inyan of Yerusha is that the Yoresh is Kmo Etzem HaMorish, like the Morish himself, like the one bequeathing himself. And therefore the Yoresh is not considered a different Rishus. B'yachas L'shini Rishus, he's the first Rishus. Eirvin, Ayin Amid Beis. Yoresh Karei De'avuahu. The one who inherits is like his father's leg. He's a hemsheikh of his father. He's kamo etzim amorish. And from here is the expression nachal ein lahefsek roshani et beis amid beis. Yerusha is not based on causatory. Hayerusha ina mevuseset al sibatiyut. When there's no more siba, there's no more mesubav. But rather it's mevuseset al atzmiyut. Something inherent. It never stops. A nachal, like a nachala. Like a spring. Just keeps going. So to Yerusha. Nimsa shedavar yachol litbatel adei siba kol shimash mishdavar kashur ba'acher. Veinu kol adavar arkenen oretzem. Veinu b'chinat nachala. So, if something can be stopped for a certain reason, so then it's mashma that it's talui in an external cause. But it's not the thing itself. But a nachal is the thing itself, that you have this nachal that be'etzem, the person inheriting, is a continuation. He's like the leg, the hemshech, of the morish. And an etzem is in mishtane. So nothing can stop that nachla from passing forward. Okay, so we learned some inyanim, very interesting inyanim, Taras Haragachavar, and obviously B'siyata D'Shmaya. We have a lot more to go, you know, thousands more shiurim. God should just give us life and Seichel Tov and the financial means to continue in these very, very difficult and trying times for the entire planet Earth. We should be Zochet Yeshua Salamim, Bimheir Yameinu Shalom, Shalom, Sivis Breath.